News Talk 1620 WTAW. Jimmy Morgan's here for an updated visit from the Department of Public Safety, and never at a loss for things going on.
Oh, man. I tell you, Bill, I just driving down here, I'm thinking, well, I don't know how to line this up or even how to get it all in. This time of year is a busy time of year. I was thinking all the way down here, we got students testing. And, you know, I was at an accident scene the other day where positive fatigue driving was in play with one of our A&M students. So on the way down there, I got to think, I got to at least mention that, you know, as these kids get ready to take their finals and stuff, they really need to take that extra day where they're at, get that extra sleep before they get on the road to wherever they need to go back to. Because I certainly do not want anything to happen to somebody to take the final and then fall asleep and then have a crash and serious bodily injury or possibly death. So that's something I want to point out, that the kids at least try to get that extra day of rest before they head out to go wherever they need to go to.
And I had not had a chance to talk to you about what I think you're referring to from last week on 21 by Cook's Point.
Yes, sir. Some of these accidents are still being investigated. There was one on 79 in Milam County also being looked at, and we were looking at some things possibly while the gentleman went on the other side of the road and struck a bus. That was also being looked at. So haven't got back with the investigating troopers to see if there was many more evidence that coming out of that as they went on through with their investigation. But both accidents were they either crossed the road or went off the road. And, you know, when you first ride, we try to figure out what's going on at the time in the car when these crashes occur. So,
well, and sort of something that's on my mind, and these crashes are for a variety of reasons, mm-hmm. as much as I know so far. But in Bryan and College Station now, we're dealing with, I think, 7 crashes and 8 or 9 people in the hospital just for a variety of reasons on the mm-hmm. local roads.
Well, year in, year out, I will tell you, traffic crashes number one is driver error. Driver error being in a lot of times the main contributing factors I see year in, year out is speeding, whether it be unsafe speed or fail to control speed. On that fail to control speed or unsafe speed, you know, just not slowing down the conditions of the roadway. Also, that distracting driving, which I'm fixing to talk about here, has come up there, and it's always up in the top 4 or 5, or maybe sometimes number 2 or 3. Like I say, the 2012s haven't come out yet, so I can't really rank these, but I can tell you they're going to be in there somewhere. And then the fatigue driving, which is one of the reasons why the Secretary Lahood on the commercial motor vehicles has stepped in, and there are going to be some changes in the rest periods and stuff on our commercial drivers going upon the roadways that we have. So, like I said, they're usually in there on our distracted driving.
And if you can define what distracted driving is.
Well, distracted driving is anything that takes your attention from the roadway. It could be a man of many things. Now, what ranks up there as distracted driving? We all know the texting and driving using the cell phone is the number one distracted driving thing that we do, that is listed that we do now. Obviously, your passengers in the vehicle could be a distraction for you, and or things outside the vehicle. This time of year, you know, as TxDOT starts their construction projects, as the temperatures get hot enough to do the asphalt work and stuff, you know, obviously we need to be paying attention to what's going on outside our vehicle and obey the warning signs. So they just touched on that, and instead of handing these rubble strips to the construction zone, try to alert people to get the eyes back on the roadway. Last year, there was 90,378 crashes in 2012 of distracted driving, resulted in 453 deaths. That's going to be on the death rate. That's going to be a 9% increase on the death rate, and also about an 8% increase on percentage of crashes that we had. So, obviously, the distraction driving is up there. One of the things that I had written down, if I can get my, I've got stuff written everywhere.
So. Jimmy is just an encyclopedia.
you know, as we talk about these speeds and stuff, and you know, a lot of times when you're distracted on a from like a cell phone or texting, they estimated somewhere around 4.6 seconds. So I multiply that doing the 70 mile an hour versus the 75 mile an hour that we have out here right now. At 70 miles an hour, you're going to travel 470 feet and 503 feet at 75. That's a lot of footage that you're going if you're distracted by a cell phone on a normal text. So that's why they rank texting equivalent to what we call impaired driving, alcohol relevant to a .16, which is double the limit. So that's why there are so many concerns about distraction zone when it comes to use of cell phones. So I just wanted to point that out, that there seems to be an increase in that. And lo and behold, we just kind of did our little math. You did pretty good on that, by the way.
But I tried.
the latest figure that I got from 2012, we ended up with 3,353 deaths in 2012 versus the 315 in 2011. So it's about 11% increase. So as you look at that, it's the second time that we went up on our fatality rate, the only second time in the last 10 years. And one of the reasons, you know, you want to sit back and think all the things you're doing right, why it's going down. Now we have to sit back and think, what's going wrong? Why are things going up? The main thing I believe in Texas is we are employing a lot of people. We got a lot of people moving to Texas. They estimate 1,000 people a day. Our traffic is in certain areas. There's traffic out there people not used to seeing. And like I say, in South Texas, West Texas, the increase of our fatality rate has definitely went up in them counties where they typically see 4 or 5. Maybe they're seeing 18, 19 now. It's because a lot of the old industry and a lot of things going on in that part of Texas. So we just need to understand that there is no time to be distracted in a vehicle, even for a second, because there's so many things based on the footage I'm telling you there. There's so many things can happen in that second. So we really need to watch our distracted driving.
Okay. Another couple of minutes left with the Jimmy Morgan DPS. I want to get in some of this farm registration stuff.
Okay. The one thing I wanted to point out on the farmer registration, when you go in, apparently as of January, they had it set up where you can register with the state comptroller's office. And it's the same type of registration. If you go into your hardware store, they'll ask you personal use or farm use. And if it's farm use, they ask for that ID number. Same thing what's going to be with this registration when you apply for the Texas license plate farm exempt. They're going to ask you for that number. You need to be registered if you're going to get that. And so be mindful of that. If you are farming, you're going to renew your tags or you're applying for the farm registration, they're going to ask you for that number to register your vehicle. So if you don't have that number, obviously they're working that out, the details. But you're going to be required to show that to get that farm exemption on that.
And then there's something involving farm vehicles and seatbelt laws?
Well, on Section 6 or Paragraph 6 under the seatbelt law, there's a statute in there that talks about a farm exemption, a seatbelt, and people ask me that all the time. First of all, it has to be a commercial vehicle, then registered as a farm. Registered vehicle. So commercial vehicles over 10,000 pounds. And the best example I can give anybody is somebody that's loaded down with cattle in their truck and they're farm registered and they're taking the cows to sell. There's that exemption that exists for them. But just because you're registered, farm registration in Texas, that does not exempt you from wearing a seatbelt. So I think there's some confusion on that part, and it still gets confusing to try to explain people that. But just want to remind people, in every scenario, it's always best practice to wear that seatbelt.